We love
Michael. What are you saying, brother?
Michael's back.
You know what I was wanting to ask you before we even get into anything? There was a part of me that was thinking to myself, Mula might be a little bit pissed off at me or something. Like, from the last time that we spoke, which is probably like about a year ago now, has there been any times that you're looking at the timeline, you're like, this f***ing guy Friday, shut up, bro. And you could be honest.
I'm always honest. And yes, we'll get right into it.
Talk to me. Give me what one time that you're like, that's cap, or what's wrong with this guy?
Your list.
Hold on. Talk to me. Objections on the list.
It's not like I care. I don't give a fuck. I know I'm the fucking greatest human being to come from Toronto. Right? So I don't really care about a list. I'm way past a list. The list is for the young dudes and the people who don't have accomplishments and resumes. Okay? Because there's a lot of people on your list that don't have accomplishments or resumes, and you just put them there for their little 4 months or 6 months or 1 year that they do it. We don't know if we're going to see them in 4 years like Mula first, or 15 like Mula first. You know what I mean?
So was it the placement on the list? Because you're on the list.
I don't care where I am on the list, but you should know that I am not. No, where was I even on the list?
I gotta be honest with you.
I was pretty down there.
You weren't as high as I had you on the list the last time I made one.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I'm further. Like, I don't know what you guys got misconstrued over here. Like, I'm further than what you think it is. I don't know if you guys have eyes or if you guys need prescriptions.
Listen, man, you know what? We can have the conversation here today about, you know, the consistent, because you've been always consistent, right? I just feel that over the year, there's been a lot of people who've come into the picture, bro. And, you know, it's like, can't always be number one.
Listen, bro. Those little lists that you have, they're fake.
Okay?
And you need to actually put, don't even put me on. If you're going to put me down that list, don't even put me on the list. And I said that here. Do not put me on the list. If you're going to put me on a disrespectful list like that, and I've been in this game running it, not even, I'm being nice when I say 4 years, because I've been 4 years consistent. Okay. 4 years. Month after month after month after month after month. And you're going to say somebody who just come, whatever. Oh, yeah. He's this. Are you fucking crazy? I'm a guy. Right now, I don't even need to be doing this. I don't need to even dispute the list. But hey, why not? You're bright.
Listen, fam. I just wanted to make sure that I didn't piss off Mula in any way, because we good. We brothers. We've been doing this content shit for a while now. I've been knowing you from even before having a podcast. You know what I'm saying? So like, I want to make sure that we're good. You know what I'm saying? Let's start the shit off.
No, it's fine. Because every time, you know what I mean, someone does that to me, they pay for it after. You don't just get me like that. You think, oh yeah, you run me down the list and I'm just going to go away. Bro, your list has changed. And I'm the only one who's been fucking vivid in your list.
Well, you're consistently on it, bro.
I never went anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't drop tracks and then fucking 6 months later drop another one, or you don't see me for the whole year. Okay? That doesn't happen with me. And just off the fact of that, I'm bigger than a motherfucking rapper. I'm bigger than an artist. My influence. I have people who put that in your list. Put that of influence. None of those people on that list has influence like me. Okay, I have influence. I have people running around saying, final boss, last level, last boss, last mission, last stage. I have people in Paris saying, Mula, beast. Yeah, that's what I have. None of these guys have that. No one wants to be like these fucking Toronto rappers. They don't. Okay? I'm the one running up the credit saying, yeah, you guys go get credit. I'm the one running up the bank saying, yeah, yo, you guys got fucking... Yo, build your credit with this Hutsy card. I'm the one coming. Yo, bringing the fucking bottle deals, jacket deals, whatever it is. Okay? There is nobody doing that. So when you're making your list, put an account to influence. Okay? Because I am influential. I am fucking influential. You see Drake running down my shit, writing my shit. Final max. I need to max level. I need to max wean. I need a max wean. Right? You see that? And all this shit. When I'm running and when I'm watching you and running down saying, okay, okay. And you're talking about this new Doovy presser situation.
Hold on.
I don't even play no games.
Hold on. I want to ask you about that completely on a separate thing. Okay. Let's start this off and then we'll get into everything that we're going to get
pissed,
into.
Miserable, high blood pressure, disturbed. I don't care what music fucking playing. Okay. You can't face me ever. When I hold my face like that, it's over. Can't fucking face me, okay? Independent, no deals. Guy, G-U-Y. Go. Playoff season. Go.
Birthday weekend. Go. Christmas Eve.
It's about to go down.
It's your birthday.
Go. Birthday. Out here deep end.
Bob.
On my own strap, I'm deep end. Watching my clothes, it's a beacon.
Look at my sound effects.
Final max level super boss. Can't face me ever. Don't care if my track's playing, I'll speak over it.
Just seen him. Didn't wanna have to see him.
Miserable.
Want beef, but he beacon.
Let's go.
Think Mike's back, but 44 I'm
Michael's
like
back.
Man. Take it to Iceland. When you're up, it's just like that.
Episode 445.
B squared. They on the internet beefware.
Uh huh.
Look what you see here. It's when it's time she in beach.
It's about to go down.
Lift up. All she cares about is TikTok.
You started off crazy. Yeah, man. It's your boy Friday Ricky Dread here with another interview for your head top. Before we get into this, I want to give a quick salute to the sponsors. You know what I'm saying? Gotta pay these bills. Big salute to the sponsors, Diamond Club. They got delivery all over the GTA. Hit them up on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada. They got that loud. They got edibles, anything that you need. Once again, hit them up on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada, and use the code WeLoveHipHop if you need a little discount. Also, if you need that blem, hit up Steaming Hot Grabber. All different types of grabber flavors and different ways that you could dispense the grabber. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steaming Hot Grabber, and you can use the code WeLoveHipHop and get a discount. One last one, Big Stuth Exotic Hot Pots. They got some really, really good loud and some really, really dope drip. Hit them up on their Instagram page, exotichotpots.ca, and tell them the We Love Hip Hop boy sent you, you know what I mean? But listen, man, I always love to reconnect with this brother right here. We started off hot. I feel like, you know, I got to check in with him every once a year, even, you know, more than once a year. But every time I check in with this gentleman right here, I get to find out more on what a final boss really is. So with no further ado, we have the return of Michael, a.k.a. Moolah First in the motherfucking building. Feral.
Final maximum level super boss. Final max level super boss. Final boss, last level, last boss, last mission, last stage. Pissed off, miserable, high blood pressure, disturbed, disturbed, yeah.
Jeez. And you got a new EP that just dropped, Hysteria.
Hysteria, go get it.
Talk to me
That's
about
that
the
final shit.
What's up with these titles? Disturbia, Hysteria. What's going on, fam?
Dementia. I'm just pissed. And it's all real. Dementia, forget, can't remember, Alzheimer's, amnesia. Okay?
Yeah,
as the hood flies
yeah.
back like that. You know, I understand.
And you got a new video that's dropping, right? That's actually out right now. The one with Crazy Latina.
Forgot.
You forgot.
See, I forgot about that.
Dementia.
And it's not even out yet. But yes, it is out. Because today's Valentine's Day, guys.
Yeah.
But
where
are they getting this Friday?
They're getting this Thursday. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to speak like it's today and tomorrow then.
Mm-hmm. We're in the future, brother. We're
exactly.
ahead of motherfuckers when it comes to this, man. And you got the final boss Woodpeck jacket.
Yes.
Now that I have you here, I've been reporting on the different, you know, things that you've been doing with this company. How did that come to be in the first place, bro?
Well, I mean.
And before you start, you got my lighter?
Someone throw Friday a lighter.
Somebody, lighter. Thank you, brother. So yeah, how did you link up with Woodpeck? How did you guys start doing business together?
Well, I mean, like, I, from when I was being consistent, January 4th, 2020, I have these dates because I'm statistically proven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when I have, it just took me putting in work. I was the jacket god.
Yes.
Before I even got the deal. So how did I get the deal? By being the jacket god, by buying a jacket for every video of mine.
Mm.
Okay. And they just seen, hey, this is crazy. Like, yo, this guy, you know what I mean? This guy's being posted here.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, and yeah, slowly but surely, they say, yeah, you need to be the marketing genius over here. You're a marketer.
Yeah. And like, I seen from there, like, it's actually started putting Woodpeck on the map for us in Toronto, to be honest.
Yeah, that was the intention.
Mm. So when it comes to that now, did they just line you up with bare jackets now, fam?
I mean, like, I'm a guy. I line myself up with bare jackets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a guy. I don't play those games. People say that I return jackets and shit like that. I even seen you do a report on that.
I didn't report on that, actually. But I was going to ask you about that. So,
oh, okay. My bad. I thought you reported on that. But
you can't get me mixed up with them guys.
How the fuck am I going to buy and return my own jacket?
Mm.
It doesn't make sense. I'm sitting with millionaires, owners of companies.
So,
of the company.
Yeah.
Okay. Will Fojo. Like, you can't face me. You can't tell me or whatever. And even if, shout out to everyone who's fucking going to fucking the store, buying whatever they fucking need to buy because they have better shit to do and fucking responsibilities than going to fucking do other shit as fucking go buy. Shout out to the people that are buying and returning their shit. I don't care. Yes. I'm going to look the next way. The fuck? I don't really care. If I see someone doing it, an artist, whatever, like, yeah, I'm gonna be like, yeah, okay. This motherfucker got a business mind.
But you know, it goes back to what I was saying off camera, right? With the, you know, use Friday's name, you know, insert Moolah's name in there. Use Moolah's name, you'll get some clout for the day. You think it was one of those type of moves?
Well, yeah, obviously. I love it, though. I don't go. I'm only saying this here. I don't go around responding and being on fucking online doing that shit. I know what I am. I'm a boss. That's what's being about. I'm a final boss, actually. Maximum. And that's what goes about being a guy. That's how you be a guy.
Yeah.
That's exactly how you be a guy. Do the complete opposite. I don't give a fuck. Okay? Put in your work however you want to do it. Okay? You're broke. You want to be broke. Steal from the dollar store or something and set up a drop shipping. We don't care.
Well, listen, these are the express views of Moolah First.
No, not for real. We love hip-hop. If you had, like,
don't go steal, like,
listen. First, okay? If you have problems out there, okay?
Mm.
First, you try your hardest to do your dream. Okay. You love it. You don't have a dream. There's so much people out here with different shit going on.
Mm.
You suit what goes for you. If you're lazy to go to work and shit like that, and you don't want to do it and you really can't do it, do what you love to do. If you don't have nothing love to do and you want to make money, do what you need to do.
Yeah.
Steal from the dollar store, Dollarama in Toronto. Canada or fucking United States. What's their shit? Dollar Blitz, General.
I think it's Dollar Tree.
I don't know. Ours is Dollar Tree. Do what you got to do. Set up a drop shipping and do whatever the fuck you need to do and save up your money and do that for the studio. Listen, or whatever you need to do, or your makeup or whatever, act, whatever, books, school, blah. Do what the fuck you need to do. I'm tired of all this shit.
Do what you got to do, man. Also, Wendy's. Do you got some kind of stock or some kind of did you invest in Wendy's at some point that I didn't know about, bro? Because I'm seeing you right now, it went from ordering the burgers to now you're at the drive-thru, like, wow, go on, fam.
We love hip hop.
Big salute to the sponsors, Diamond Club, with delivery all over the GTA and now all across Canada. They got the best selection of flower, edibles, and pens and all types of goodies that you need. You can find them on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada, or you can find them on the 7 Days of Weed app as well as the Leafy Things app. Let them know that you heard about them through the We Love Hip Hop Network and they may give you a discount. Big salute to Diamond Club. Cheer!
I mean, like, every Wendy's I go to, they just know me now. Like, you know, I'm respected at any Wendy's. I don't have no fucking whatever you're talking about. Nor do I need that. I just want to do it. I feel like woke up and chose violence.
One thing I will say, though, you are very good at making the internet talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, you always have something where we see some kind of interesting post. But what's your relationship with the blogs right now?
I mean, that sounds like a variety. Like, what blogs?
Well, listen, I have like a weird relationship going on with the blogs where sometimes I don't feel like they don't post when something's good is happening. You know what I'm saying? Or when they post, they seem like they're sneak dissing. You don't feel like you get sometimes some of the same shit?
I mean, like, I don't give a fuck. I just don't care. I don't watch that. Like, I don't care who the fuck wants to fuck with me. I understand it already. I understood it from time.
They don't want
to see you win. It's okay. I'm winning. I'm going to win. I'm still here. The fact that I am not wiped out yet, there's still a chance for everybody. Everybody.
One thing also I want to ask you about now that I have you here, because I did see something on the blogs. What's the relationship with Lioness Kerr right now? Are y'all cool?
And hold on. Yeah, back to the fucking the Dollarama steal from the dollar store. So another situation you could do is fucking buy jam, okay? And bread. Okay? You want to preserve all year. Eat jam, bread. Depending on how much money you have, okay? That's depending on you. If you do two slices of bread or one, okay? One will preserve you longer if you just spread one, okay? Two, you're using more jam, so you're gonna run to the store more.
Listen, fam. You guys are giving some survival tips over here today, bro.
Yeah, that's what the fuck you gotta do.
But back to Lioness Kerr, because I seen the little mix-up that was going on with her. First of all, explain that mix-up, because I was kind of confused on what was going on there.
Sorry, I have dementia. I have to remember.
Like she said,
Lioness Kerr is.
Don't do that, bro. Don't do that.
Oh, it's coming back. It's coming back.
Lloyd Banks of Canada, fam.
It's coming back. I was saying that there's not going to be none of that. There's none of that. Michael's back. Okay. So I'm not going to let anyone talk however the fuck they want to talk, even though she didn't say nothing except rap. And I said, put it down. It's not going on anymore. It's done. I'm back. I don't care a fuck what anyone is doing out here. If you're not rolling with us, I don't give a fuck. But hold on. Lion King. She respected the name I gave her. It's all coming back now.
Oh, man.
Right? Did I not bring Drake out to view her?
Listen, fam, I think you had her kind of shook, bro.
Miserable. We don't care.
And I don't like Lioness Kerr. She's a nice girl, man. You had her kind of shook,
don't
bro.
Don't give a fuck. Everyone, obliteration. I see red. Seeing red.
Hey, wait a minute.
Shout out Lioness Kerr. Don't give a fuck.
That seeing red verse, right? Did I ask you about this before?
Probably not, because I never had Instagram for about fucking 2 years and still dropping music for about fucking 2 years. Can't fucking face me. So all those little fucking people that you have on your fucking list, seen? They can't face me. Cause none of them ever fucking went a year. Not even fucking 20 fucking days without fucking Instagram, nigga. I lived and made a fucking living without Instagram and still been relevant in your fucking face. So put that too into your consideration. Go ahead.
True, true, true. But when that Seeing Red track dropped and the boy, he said something, what was it? Red Rover or something. There was some bar that he said that was a subliminal towards you at the time.
He said, you niggas can't trouble me from the double tree. Step your sweets up. I got Oliver to set the beats up.
Mm.
And then somewhere along he said, face who?
Yes, yeah, face who, I'll do a Red Rover and run straight through.
I don't know if he said that, but face who, something, something, something.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah,
but the fact is, I can name about so many people on your list that didn't happen for. We don't even know. Like, I'm solidified, bro.
Mm.
Bruh. I'm solidified.
So can have you guys ever spoke about working together?
Who?
You and Drake.
Bro, I'm a final boss, maximum level. Okay? Working together, nigga, I can do that if I want. I'm more interested in climbing the fucking mountain myself.
Mm.
So they love me forever. Me. So they love me forever.
Mm.
Not, oh, I have to do a song with him and then go on Billboard and then never reach the Billboard again because he doesn't ever do a song with me again and gives me an ad lib. I don't give a fuck. Okay? Moment of silence. Okay? I'm a bodman. Okay? Anything I say, I'm a fucking guy. That's why I can say what the fuck I want. That's why I said what the fuck I want about Lion King and Drake still comes. Nigga, I just fucking RKO'd somebody.
Mm.
They're still gonna love me. Don't give a fuck, nigga. Outside, by myself, or with people.
Holy shit, man. So, staying on a Drake verse, though, we did, you know, briefly speak about earlier. You know, you say you can get a Drake verse anytime. But there's a Drake offer out there.
I didn't try. I can fucking pick up the phone and say, hey, Drake, what do you think about this?
Mm.
I say what the fuck I feel. I'm not in here to fucking just disrespect someone because to disrespect somebody. If Drake has an opinion and I disagree with it, I'm going to say I disagree with it. Okay?
Mm. So
that's the difference between me and your list. They're fucking like, yo, there's people. Everyone's fake. Everyone's just sucking nuts out here. Okay? Because if that thing, whatever happened with Drake, whatever happened with him when he was in the blogs, whatever, that shit with whatever.
Well, let's talk about that.
I don't want to sound like that, but I'm just saying, if that was any other Toronto artist, they would be laughing at them. And oh yeah, boom boom, oh yeah, you're a freak, oh yeah, you're this, oh yeah, you're this, oh yeah, you're Itamon, oh yeah, you're this, oh yeah, that you're that post. But oh hold on, let's be fake because it's Drake. Me, I actually don't care about the situation. I don't give a fuck. That's somebody else's prerogative. That's what they want to do. That's however, what
yeah
the fuck?
yeah.
When I'm what ain't nobody watching me when I'm fucking doing my shit. Like, I mean, I don't really care.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, but I'm trying to make an analogy, my nigga. And I'm saying everyone's fake. They just sucking nuts. Okay. I don't play that way. Yes. It's because I want him to bless me.
Well, a lot of people move the goalpost when it comes to their favorites, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck. Yeah, and I'm so used to be the goalpost being moved for me when I do something good.
Mm.
How about that? Let's change the 3-point line from here to all the way back there now because Moolah is wet. He just dropped 50 fucking four videos and got them all in a row. Let's change the line. Move the line back. Let's make Pressa's threes count here. And let's make Mula's threes count all the way back there. And you know what? I'm fine with that. I love it. I don't care. I'm slapping these guys up. Slapping them. They can't fucking make music. They can't go viral like me. You can't see me like me. Those niggas take breaks on the media. I'm always in the media. Blogs are not. You see me. You see me. Okay? They can't do what I do. They can't do jackets like I do. They can't have banks like I do. They can't have whiskey like I do. Shouldn't they be doing that? What are you worried about? You've been here, here, and here. And here. What about with little old Mula first? You have a song with Tusi. You have a song with here. You have this going on. Why are you mentioning me? Which goes, I'm not even going to fucking wait for you to bring up your fucking Doovie Pressa shit. Okay? Or no, actually, you know what?
I want to know what your thoughts on that is. Drake, okay. He put the idea out there like, yo, listen, you guys link up and I'll do a verse with you.
It piggybacks off what the fuck I'm saying, bro. Mm. Okay? Y'all are out here. Like I said, I'm going to say what the fuck I want to say because I'm a final maximum level boss. Okay? I'm going to say what the fuck I want to say. I'm not scared like y'all niggas be because nothing can happen to me. I don't give a fuck. Nothing.
So what's that, your thoughts?
That. So when someone, so when I heard you say that, yo, what, how is that negative? How could that be negative? How could that be taken negative? That situation, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's just put an example. See? Because he said in that same very shit you posted, which Drake liked. Okay. He says, whatever Mula says, We're the final level. We're the real final level.
Mm.
That's one. That you guys don't think that, oh, you guys think that you guys should just pass by that? And
No, I caught it.
No, don't even speak. Don't even speak. Just wait. I got it from here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, oh yeah, this guy is a hero now. Oh my gosh. He wants to see the city unite. Getting drunk on fucking live does not do nothing for you. Okay? You get drunk and fucking doing whatever the fuck you're doing. You're disrespecting in the same breath of putting this city together. It's a lie. And then we have people like you saying, oh my gosh. Okay, there's an offer on the table, guys. Okay, there's an offer on the table. You guys are not gonna take it. Yo, we can put this shit behind us. How? He just said, oh, we're the real final level. Imagine if someone came to you and they don't fuck with you, but they're all in the fucking public saying, hey, we're the real We Love Hip Hop. Or better, you know what? Drake. How about if someone said to you, Chubbs, yo, we're the real owl. We're the bigger owlers. Let's fucking reunite though. But we're the biggest owls.
It's kind of a backhand compliment.
Yeah. So how the fuck could that be good? How could that be a new TO? Tell me. You know what's a statement? Pressa, delete your fucking diss tracks. If he came with that and said, hey, yo, and if you delete attachments, Sizzlack this, da 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 da, delete it. Because we can't be beside you in the club and that's playing. Delete it. I'll delete mine. You delete yours. That's a statement. Not whatever the fuck easy shit you guys are saying. That's too easy. That's getting drunk and going on like, acting stupid. And it's not fucking real. And you guys are trying to fucking make it easy for the fucking little twerp. I don't give a fuck. He had too much chances. It's done now. Michael's back. We don't care. get a fucking feature from Michael Jackson. You ain't going nowhere. We seen it. Drake tour, all of it. Drake still giving you fucking chances, nigga. Still, and you can't do it. You look desperate. It's Des. Okay? You want to know why it's Des? Because you're supposed to be up here. You made it, right? You already. Why do you care about, oh, yeah, bringing the city together? Why do you care? You made it. Go fucking live your fucking life, nigga. Why you back in Toronto? The fuck? Money run dry or something, B? Like, go live your fucking life, nigga. We ain't worried about you. We don't, your fucking, your reconcile shit ain't working over here, bruh. Have it work for the higher ups. Okay? I was cool when Drake said, you know what? Doovy Pressa, even though I was left out because I'm the most consistent motherfucker in this motherfucking country. Okay? I still was like, okay, that's fine, Drake. I was saying, yo, it's bigger than me. Because you know what? Even though he said final level, we're the real final level, whatever. I was like, you know what? I see what Drake's trying to do. And it's bigger than me. I was fine at that point.
Yeah.
But it's when Capo comes out now, Chubbs, and says, oh, I support this message. This is a new TO when the nigga's dissing me and I stand for a whole lot of shit. The nigga's talking about, shout out Rock Boy Ninja. I don't know if you guys seen the whole clip of that live, but that's where to go get it. And
I might have to bleep that name out of there, but cool. Keep going. That's a whole other story.
Loud Rock Boy, man. Listen. You made me get dementia.
Sorry, bro. No,
you're
just saying
that. That's why you don't interrupt maximum level people.
You're saying that you seen on Rock Boy, he posted the rest of the live.
Yes. Back to what I was saying, now that I remember.
Big salute to Stephen Hot Grabba with a variety of different grabba flavors and dispensers. They got red rose grabba, that red herring grabba, and peanut butter. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Stephen Hot Grabba, and use the code WeLoveHipHop and receive a discount on your order. Again, you can find them on Instagram, Stephen Hot Grabba. Now let's get back to the show. Cheer.
He said, oh, I would never rock those jackets. His jacket is shit. My young boys will never rock those. I'll never make my young boys rock those. Like, how is that bringing T.O. to another fucking level? Bro, don't fucking piss me off. That could never. That Bondulu shit. That could never, ever. Well, you guys don't have eyes? You guys don't have ears?
I didn't catch that part.
Toronto must be stupid then. Must be stupid. Oh, the nice shit probably never happens over here because one little somebody says something that's fucking an error. We need to review the situation. Oh, that's why I'm here. I'm here to review it. I'm here to review that. Like the NBA. And we need to be a right call on it, Drake. Okay?
I did not know that there was more.
I respect Drake, Capo, all that shit. But again, I'm never going to sit back and be like, oh, that was right. No. Review the play. No. Review. Review. Refs, go watch Drake. Yeah. Drake, Chubbs, go watch film. Watch film right here of what I'm saying and say it doesn't make sense. If someone said, yo, biggest owl, we're the biggest one. Kanye them. Said, yo, push a T them. Said, yo, we're the biggest owl with them. But yo, you know what? We want to reconcile the situation. Let's end the beef. We're the biggest owls.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going that way. So you know what? Review the situation. That's not happening. Okay? And my name needs to be added on to that Doovy Presser shit. Cause I'll actually do it. Okay? And I'll actually have it set up. These guys are not producers like me. They're not like me. I'll set it up. I'll have it set up without them even setting their vocals. That's how much of a guy I am. Okay? Michael's back. Review. That's an error. Michael been putting out 53 fucking videos consistently. 54. Whether you like my music or not. And business. I've been taking business to another level. And Toronto, the six, to another level. I have people in America quoting my shit. No one quotes these guys. People in America, wherever, talking like me. Pissed. You heard, Bia. The fuck? You see the shit. We have platinum people with gold and platinum records talking like me.
Yeah.
You have Ice Spice in her fucking radar freestyle, on the radar freestyle, say, yo, you can't face me. Like, bro, I'm a staple, bro. I'm good if all the disrespectful shit doesn't happen, because I'm not like these guys. I don't need that. I don't need to be like, oh, Drake. No, I'm that. I look at myself as that. Okay? So I don't know. Oh, yeah, let's make the city reunite. The fact that you're such a bitch that, oh, yeah, you can only get a fucking record if Doobie's on it. You're a bitch. The fuck? Some sucker. You're a sucker. And still trying to push it. Goofy. And you guys over here. Oh, yeah, it's a righteous message. No, it's not. Review. Film.
Jeez. Okay. I have some more questions to ask you, but okay. I'm going to delve into some other territories here. All right. I see you're already turned up.
Can't face me. I've been in the hyperbolic time chamber. Ready.
Listen, fam. You ready?
Fast.
I don't want to make you get more turned up, but I've been seeing somebody from your ends. Yep. Young boy, Haji Basto. He's talking on, he sent some shots at you online saying that you're too old, different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I have you here to have conversations rather than just review it or repost it on the blog mm-hmm. myself, what do you say to that, bro?
What do I say to that? You're answering your question. What do I say to that? Do you not know I'm a legend? Look what I just mentioned to you. I just mentioned Bia. I just mentioned Drake quoting me. I just mentioned the comments. I just mentioned everything. I just mentioned that I just came from 40s. Like, nigga, I'm different. I don't really give a fuck. My view and my contracts say different. Until you are on a contractual base, then you can't talk to me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a staple. I am fucking Rex still, nigga. Everyone that's dead from that place, okay, that people respect out there, they respect me and Pyrex. Okay?
Salute to Pyrex.
They were with us. Okay? All these people, Sizzlak, everyone, Illy, Payback, you name it, with us. They want us to win. So when you speak on us in a way like that, that's haram. Mm. It's haram. Because you know what? Those people, they don't even know that kid. They don't know who the fuck that is. Okay? The internet has made it very good to be like, oh, da, 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 and then make whoever fucks it, you believe it.
Mm.
But everyone knows the real. Can't talk to me. I'm a fucking boss, nigga. Can't talk to me.
What am I going to do? Oh, yeah. Oh, you can't do it. Oh, yeah. Let's just go to the hood because of that.
I'm a boss, nigga. You think I give a fuck? These same people, everyone, all these fucking guys scared to stand up straight, to be their self.
Mm.
They're in the fucking, same ones that go to jams. Like, nigga, I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to kill you because you looked at me too long. I'm a fucking guy. I have shit to worry about.
You're a grown up, bro.
Okay. Yeah. I'm a grown up, I'm a guy. Okay. I'm not going to just let, oh yeah, people drop me off my square. That's the thing. You can't get me off my square. No one can get me off my square ever. Look what the fuck I do. People say it. Okay. Worse things than what you're mentioning.
Mm.
Okay. I've been through it all. I've been through bitches saying, oh yeah, you're broke. You're this. You don't have nothing. You did it. I sit there. Yeah. Okay, that's fine. Been through people say, oh yeah, you suck. You da-da-da-da. You drop too much videos. You da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, don't care. Still here, 2024.
Still okay? Consistent.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I'm a guy. Like, I'm a guy. And I started like that. That's cute. Like, I mean, you don't know. Like, I understand. Like, you know, people want to do it. Dead ops, this, that. They want to look cool. Media. Blah, 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 blah. But you're not a guy. And this is what 40 told me. And it's true. You're not a guy until you can make a song that is a regular song. You know what I mean? Pop. You know what I mean? Like a nice song and no disses in it and have it do the same damage that it's doing with your diss tracks. You know what I mean? Bigger than that. See what I'm saying?
That's
so you can keep dropping diss tracks, whatever you need to do, but it doesn't matter. Because it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay. When I was going at Drizzy, 40 was saying, oh, it doesn't matter, Moolah, how much views you get or nothing like that. Like, it doesn't matter. It's a diss track. Make a song that's a real song that does that, then I will call your phone. So I'm not worried. I have monks, millionaires. I sit with millionaires. What is you asking me? You asking me about people that don't even fucking know where they're going tomorrow or next week. I sit down with millionaires. No one can get me off of my square and I've earned it. I'm the person you follow, not that. Or whatever you guys follow. You follow me. You follow people that actually have success. You follow people that you don't see on the block doing the regular shit. Because how are you supposed to learn? People gonna listen to me because they see what the fuck's going on. I can help people. I can help anyone. You come from a third world country. I can help you. I can make you known in the business world or rap. Can make you known.
Yeah.
You can be chilling with me by an accident and turn rich. Anybody. Accident. Couple hours. So I'm not really worried about that.
Listen, man, I just wanted to get your view on that because...
Super gangster. I'm the superest gangster there is out here. I'm the super motherfucking gangster. There ain't no motherfucking gangster than me in Toronto, nigga. You know why? Because I work! Okay? And I changed my fucking family's life. That's gangster, nigga.
That's gangster.
See?
No, that is gangster.
You put in work.
Yeah, yeah.
Change kids' lives. Not just my own and my little buddies out there. Oh, we have this. So go get some property. Go do something with it. It's too hot. I came for you little motherfuckers for you guys to learn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not to get for the police to freaking be watching you guys and, oh yeah, you guys have so much stacks, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, guys are making it hot. Like, nigga, I did that shit.
Yeah.
Can't face me. I've been on, I was on house arrest for fucking 2 years of this streak. And you never even seen, no one even knew. Because of how gangster I am.
This is the first time hearing of this.
And I still kept my street. No one fucking even knows. I'm a fucking guy, nigga.
Bro.
Boss. Maximum level. Ain't no act, nigga. This is me when I want it to be, nigga.
No, real talk.
And I can be quiet when I want to be. But this ain't one of those.
Fam, the thing is, I asked you about that in a past interview. We went past it. You kind of didn't want to talk about it. And that whole time in between that interview and now, you were on house arrest. That's crazy, fam. You salute to you, bro.
It's not salute to me. I did it. I don't need your salute. I'm a guy. Same reason I don't need flowers and it's Valentine's Day. I'm a guy. This is what Kabia said. Okay? When Bia said, oh, legendary career. Someone was bright enough to say, even though they were checking for me, they're like, hey, yo, give Moolah his flowers. She responded back and said, he doesn't need flowers. He's a guy.
She already knew who you were. Okay.
Pissed.
I have a last couple questions here just to change direction a little bit, right?
We love hip-hop.
This episode sponsor Exotic Hot Pots with great strains and merch and delivery all across the GTA. You can hit them up on their Instagram page, Exotic Hot Pot CA, or subscribe to their Telegram at Exotic Hot Pot. Let them know that you heard about them through the We Love Hip-Hop podcast. Salute to the sponsors. Cheer! Because you definitely, you're a guy. You've made your stamp in this Toronto scene.
I'm the guy.
Right? You're the guy.
When you hear someone say, a guy, the guy, miserable, pissed, final boss, whatever it is, high blood pressure or pissed.
Yeah.
Da-da-da, that's me.
But that has made you super visible, fam.
Like, yeah, super visible not to be in your top five list, though. But go ahead.
That list is going to keep on haunting me through this whole interview, bro. But like, I know when I go in public, sometimes it can get a little bit weird. But with you, with way more visibility than me.
Pasta lighter.
Right? What's it like when, like, I don't know, you might just go to get some backwoods or you're going to get something to eat, fam, and, like, people bump into Moolah first?
Am I allowed to smoke in here?
Yeah.
Don't give a fuck. Even if you said no.
Come on, it's the world's most smoked out podcast, brother. I got you. But even, like, with those interactions, what's the weirdest fan or supporter interaction that you ever dealt with?
Well, my fans are the greatest people alive. Mm. They're more important than my family. Okay, because when I'm sitting there and same thing I was saying, oh, the girl says, oh, you're broke and da 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 da. And then you have to sit there and be like, oh, fuck, da da da. Like, life's, this girl doesn't get it.
Yeah.
Ding! It's a fan. Yo, Moolah, you just changed my life.
Mm.
Yo, Moolah, you're the best ever. We fucking love you. Yo, Moolah, when you doing shows? When you doing tours? Yo, Moolah, piss. Listen, yo, Moolah, you fixed my credit. Yo, Moolah, ever since this, yo, I changed. Yo, I got out of the shelter ever since I started listening to you. Yo, I...
Mm. Them ones.
That's the best for me.
Yeah. I know those ones. Can you give me one example, fam? Like, if you could just remember, because, you know, I've had ones like just to like maybe help jog your memory where somebody's reacted to me saying that I haven't drank in like, I don't know, 12 years. And they're like, you know, I've been going on my journey too. And like listening to your thing has actually helped me out. Right. I know you've had some supporters that hit you in a DM like, bro, like you just mentioned, I got out the shelter because, you know, I'm bumping the Moolah first. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm some one of the tunes related to them. Have you ever had, like, give me one of those examples where a fan has said, giving you something that kind of hit you in the heart, like, damn, I'm helping people like this?
I mean, like, I can't remember, I have dementia, fam. Mm. I can't remember a specific time, but you can keep going and I'll stop you in your other questions and be like, hey, I remember.
Yeah, yeah. Well, even with like you being on the streak, bro, sometimes I watch just the amount of videos that you've put out in the amount of even the space of years, bro. What keeps you motivated?
You.
Me.
Drake. The people. Mm. Oh, he's too bad. Oh, he's mental. Oh, he sucks. Oh, like I love that all. It's all good. It all makes me grow.
It's fuel.
More words being said, the more jackets I have on.
Mm. It's a lot of jackets, man. Yeah, man. Listen,
just
bro.
Just cause like final maximum level fucking super boss. Don't care.
Let me ask you about the final boss. Okay, because you are the final boss, right?
The final boss.
But as far as like when you really look at your career, let's say a 10-year span from now,
yep.
What does final boss life look like?
Final boss looks like, yeah, we remember Moolah. Moolah did it, bro.
Mm.
Moolah's a fucking, even though I'm already a legend right now.
Yeah.
But Moolah's a fucking legend. Moolah's the best to do it out of Toronto. One of them, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like I'm the guy. I would have to put everyone on. And yeah, haters drown in the pond or sea or lake or ocean. I don't drown. That doesn't happen to me. It's not going to happen.
Mm.
And I know everyone wants to see me on Sherbourne or Christie Station outside of it, but that's not going to happen to me, bro. Okay, and it's just not gonna happen.
No, I don't see that in your future.
But that's anytime. What they want. That's what they want.
Mm.
That's what they want.
But that's why I just stand there and smile, like, but still pissed.
Pissed.
Can't face me. Can't face me, bro. I have people looking. I have I give girls confidence too. That's why so much girls like me. Fans.
Yeah.
Because I give them confidence. Can't face me. When they write online, they say, oh, yo, I want the confidence that Moolah has. I want da 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 da. Because I'm just that guy. They don't be doing that for fucking squeaky voice.
I'm not nodding. I'm just.
They don't be doing that for squeaky voice. Squeaky voice is being babysitted. So they say, let me hold him. Michael comes in the room. He's ugly. He's ugly. I say, yeah, I'm ugly. Watch this. How ugly do I look now?
Yeah, man. Moolah first in the motherfucking building. Listen, brother, I always enjoy having a conversation with you. There's always something new I get to learn about just you and just even just the way the whole scene is, bro. It's just, you teach me a lot, bro. And also, I want to tell you something before I wrap up this interview, fam. For the amount of time that I've interviewed you over the years and I've been watching your progress, you know what I'm saying, from the time in the Youngsterdam to now, I'm proud of you, bro. You know what I'm saying? I've just seen elevation over the years. I've seen you come up with like genius ways of just making yourself one of the top, no matter where I put you on the list, one of the top Toronto rappers out here, period. Canadian rappers.
Yes, your list doesn't matter if Moolah's not one. And I'll take two or three. That's fine.
Fam, the list don't even matter, bro.
But I'm not. I'm one. Because I've been here through all the bullshit, through everyone getting locked up, this, that, blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
I'm here. I'm still visible. Look, I'm still in your new location.
Yeah, man. And you always tap back in with me, fam. So yeah. I appreciate you, King. Yeah, man. Before we wrap this up, just quick salute to the sponsors.
Hold up. Fuck the sponsors real quick. Listen, fans. Do your thing. Do not make anybody get you off track. Don't make any girl tell you anything, or if you're a girl artist, don't make any guy put you down.
Facts.
Listen, put in that work. That's how you get here. I'm giving you the codes. R1, R2, L1, L2, up, down, left, up, down, left. Whatever fucking code that is, use it, nigga. Okay? Because you're gonna need it. If you're not ready to put out fucking 53 videos consecutively, quit. Okay? If you're not ready to put in work, quit. If you just started your career right now and you don't want to do it to the end like Moolah first and still put in work, even though when everyone's calling you this, and you don't continue, stop. And you don't want to continue, stop. Okay? That's my advice to you young motherfuckers out there. I'm still on my path. You know what I mean? I made it straight up in a lot of people's eyes. But you know what? There's still more to go. Mm-hmm. Okay? And I'm just getting started. Imagine, I just came out the hyperbolic time chamber. No one can fuck with me. Stronger than before. Better than before. Can't face me ever. Review. That's all I gotta say. Review the tape. Review this.
I'm gonna call the episode Review the Tape. Yeah, man. Big salute to Moolah first. Big salute to Diamond Club. Hit them up on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada. Big salute to Steaming Hot Grabba. Hit them up on their
Hysteria out now.
Out the EP. Right now.
Okay, go listen to that.
I'm going
to
take us out with one of those tracks. Trust me. Big salute to Steaming Hot Grabba. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steaming Hot Grabba. And big salute to Exotic Hot Pots. Hit them up on their Instagram, exotichotpot.ca. I'm going to take us out here with a track. Another one off the Hysteria EP, Moolah first. Let's go.
Where you going that we building? Fuck your birthday, fuck your feelings. You're so ungrateful, times a million. Child's play, you play like
Charlie. DJ Khaled, this another one. Every fight is like another one.
Another one.
We fix some shit, you break another one. You're so annoying, just to sum it up. Think you pretty, find a better one. Better one. No house together.
We love hip hop.